Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Bird Show.
Anybody else a little curious about what's going on in Jersey here with these drones?
No, not really.
It's a little. Yes. You're not curious about this.
Nope.
Got drones flying all over the place, and they're being reported, and the government's like, "Yeah, we don't really know what those are, and we don't really know who's controlling them." That doesn't concern you guys.
No, not curious.
I'm glad we're all on the same page. Yeah. Unless the aliens look like Chris Hemsworth, I don't really care.
They're these huge drones. It's not like these little ones that you buy at Target. They're these huge drones that are flying all over the place. And the government's like, yeah, we don't know where they're coming from. There was some rumors flying around that they were all coming off like some kind of Iranian ship that has nothing but drones on it. And they were slowly attacking America. The government's like, nah, it's not even it. We know where that ship is. So there is one of those out there.
I'm glad you said ship.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say something else. I saw a video as I was scrolling through Insta, but the only thing I saw was somebody saying that it was AI. Mm-hmm. So that's why I wrote it off, and I was like, somebody, they said if you look at something there in the corner or whatever, the way it flutters, that it's AI. So I was like, whatever.
No, these have been spotted nightly above different parts of New Jersey, including two military bases, since about November 18th. The government has done press conferences on them, essentially saying what Bert is saying. We don't know what they are, but they are most likely man-made. The biggest indicator is they make noise. So if it's noisy, it's probably man-made. Some of them are reportedly as big as SUVs. So we're not talking about like tiny little drones.
Now we got your attention.
They're like the size of cars. But here's another way you know they're most likely man-made is, how interesting that their lights on the drones adhere to FAA regulations. And so how nice of the aliens to come from wherever they're coming from and make sure that the lights on their wings adhere to FAA regulations.
Okay.
So they're probably, and they do look a lot like a drone that is made by a major aeronautics company in the United States. So people think that it is man-made. They don't know why they're there or what they're looking for, but it really is that it's most likely from a U.S.-based company.
Maybe it's all this UFO talk lately that's got people thinking. Mm-hmm. Amber here, our producer, thinks she just saw a UFO.
No, I saw a UFO, sir.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, so I live in Clayton County on the south side, a place that none of you will ever go, I'm sure. But anyways, I was outside in the backyard with my best buddy, and we were just drinking a few beers, and
that might have explained it.
We had just started.
That's not helping you, Cole.
You just drinking?
We just started.
Drinking.
He said, were you only drinking?
Oh. That's neither here nor there.
Okay.
We don't need that.
Just need all facts.
You know what I mean? This is a family show, Bert.
Yeah.
So we were hanging out, and through my peripheral vision on my left side, I see this super bright light. I mean, you know when you were like, when you use your bright light on your phone, your flashlight on your phone is like super bright when it's dark? It was like that, but 10 times as bright, and it shoots straight up. It's not taking off at an angle like you see planes and they take off. It's going straight up. And very quickly. Now, at first, I was like, it's a drone. Maybe it's a drone. But it was flying faster than the planes that were also in the air along with it, because it goes straight up and then it zips across in a straight line until I didn't see it anymore. And I've seen strange phenomena in the sky in that area before. I don't know what that means in the Hampton, Georgia area, but there's something going on.
Well, it kind of makes sense, because I think there's a park in Clayton County that is a designated dark sky area, mm-hmm. which are places that have been designated to preserve nighttime PD. So, yeah. So, like, because of light pollution, you can't see a lot of the stars in the city. So, there are places like Jasper, Canada is one of them. And, like, somewhere in the Okefenokee Swamp in Clayton County is also
maybe
a dark sky. So,
it's fascinating.
Yeah, you know a lot.
I just like to learn things.
I love it. I love it.
I find it interesting.
What a nerd.
I am geek chic and proud of it.
So you're just sitting there and you catch it out of the corner of your eyes, and when you see it, when you turn to it, it's still there or it disappears?
No, it's still there because luckily I have a nice size yard. So I immediately got up because I was excited. I wasn't afraid. I did the white thing and went toward it. I'll be really fine. Now, Wes, my best friend for new listeners, he was kind of low-key freaking out. Like, he was stuttering and, like, shaking and stuff. I'm like, dude, aliens, what do you care? You know what I mean? Your exes are a lot more creepier than these aliens. But once it shot up and then it went straight across in a really fast pace, there was another, because we actually have a small airport in the area, like one of those, like, what do you call those puddle jumper airports, you know?
Isn't there a military airfield down there, too, in Forest Park?
It used to be Fort Gillum, but they're not doing a whole bunch of stuff anymore, because that's actually where my old job was at Kroger.
They're not doing a bunch of stuff anymore.
They still have a gun range. That's all I ever hear over there. Just gunshots. But it's also Forest Park, so I don't know.
It's almost the kind of thing where you don't want to tell anybody what you saw because you know they're going to look at you kind of crazy.
Yes!
Which is what we're doing.
Yeah, in this moment.
The Burt Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Moto Casino is pure American energy. Born in the USA and with the same 1776 spirit that built this country. Moto, America's social casino, is celebrating that freedom with a 1 million sweeps coin prize giveaway. One lucky American is going to win 1 million sweeps coins. So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.